track 13 and a roundup of the sports. Well, as most of you will know, we're coming to the end of the football season, and so we have the Moorlanders marching to runners-up spot. Bobby Tracy were presented with the South West Peninsula League Premier East, there's a mouthful, runners-up trophy on Monday. Bovey emerged as the forerunners of the seven clubs that were going into the final game of the season with a shot at second place. And Islington earned their stripes against the Bees. Wednesday evening produced the biggest talking point of the South Devon Football League's week when the Herald Cup semi-final went to extra time and due to the fading light could not have gone on any longer. Newton Abbott Spurs seconds were the better team for large parts, but Newton Abbott 66 have been here many times before, and they dug in, levelling on 75 minutes. Newton 66 now progress to their second final in 2 years to meet fellow Premier Division side Islington Villa. That'll be on Friday, May the 10th at Stoke Gabriel. And on Friday evening, it was the turn of Bobby Tracy seconds and Paignton Saints seconds to compete for the Division 2 Lidstone Cup. Saints took a first-half lead, and it wasn't again until the 75th minute that Bobby found an equaliser. Islington Villa have been crowned Premier League champions for the first time after a 4-0 win against Beesand Rovers. And Division 1 has new leaders in Totnes and Dartington thanks to a hard-fought win, 3-1 at Whatcombe Wanderers. So now it's time for some summer sport, and of course that means a cricket. And so we have the Ashburton outclassing the opposition. Ashburton Cricket Club's second 11 were at home to Cornwood fourth 11 to start off the Devon Cricket League season. After losing the toss, they were put into bat on what appeared to be bowler-friendly conditions. Stoke Gabriel's spin tears Bobby Tracy apart. Stoke Gabriel pulled off a remarkable 15-run win away to Bobby Tracy's second 11 in their first B Division match since promotion from the C Division West last season. Paignton second 11 beat fellow league newcomers South Devon by 26 runs, and Matt Beesant made a winning start as Ipplepen Cricket Club's new captain by steering the side to a 5-wicket win over Tynmouth and Sheldon in the Devon Cricket League B division. And Cornwood got their campaign going with a 4-wicket win over Bobby Tracy. Bobby were all out for 161 in the 42nd of their 50 overs. And Ken skittled in low scorer with Josh Thompson and Paul Bates bagged 3 wickets each as Babbacombe got away to a winning start with a 41-run win at Ken. And then the Abbots, unfortunately, were crucified. Abbots Kurzweil were left to lick their wounds and ponder where it all went wrong after suffering a hefty 87-run home defeat at the hands of Kilmington. That doesn't sound good, does it? But we've got some bowls as well. It's the outdoor bowls season. And in a fairly quiet week for Bobby Tracy Bowling Club, there was only one competitive match to report on in the form of a visit to Star Cross. And this was a men's over 55 game, the first of the season, in fact. Star Cross put out a strong team, and this was reflected in the scores, winning by 2-0. And in spite of the wet weather, Newton Abbott Bowling Club managed to fulfil fixtures with a touring team from Grampound, Cornwall, and a friendly against Taunton. Not only were both games played in good spirits, but Newton prevailed as victors in each one. But Totnes Bowling Club has had a busy start to the season with lots of matches fitted into the past couple of weeks. And that concludes my sports roundup for this week.